Test 69, Section 3, Question 15. Now, here we want, what's the counter that the linguist can make? So basically, what would weaken the alternative or strengthen the linguist? Linguist says, you philosophers say that we linguists do not have a deep understanding of language, but you've provided no evidence. So as you say, we don't understand, but you don't have evidence. Philosopher said, well, you have said that you believe Joan and Ivan are siblings is identical in meaning to Ivan and Joan are siblings. Okay, but this cannot be the case, for the sentences are physically different. For two things to be identical, they must have all the same attributes. Well, kind of the gap that I see with the philosopher is here, that says the philosopher kind of ignores the additional clause of in meaning to Ivan and Joan are siblings. And it doesn't say that they're identical, it just says they're identical in meaning, and so that's kind of what I would look at. But we want a comeback for the against the philosopher by the linguist. Two things can have a few minor differences and still be identical. Well, maybe. That's decent. Two sentences can be identical physically, and yet, depending on the context, not be identical in meaning. That's not really what we want. We don't want identical physically but different in meaning. We want different physically but the same in meaning. It is not necessarily true that Joan is Ivan's sibling if Ivan is Joan's sibling. That's not really what we want. We would want both those things to be true. The issue is not whether the sentences are completely identical, but whether they mean the same thing. That's better. So that's going to be the strongest counter, because it's saying, look, it's not about whether they are completely identical. It's the meaning, because it's the identical in meaning. Now, it's a little bit better than A, because two things can have a few minor differences and still be identical. The thing there is that wouldn't absolutely apply to this case. And like we said, the big issue is it ignores the clause in meaning. And then a linguist has more experience in language, so is better positioned to answer such questions. Well, okay, that's a good comeback, but it doesn't really counter the argument that the philosopher made. The one that addresses that the best is D. And so therefore, answer choice D is our best response. So while a linguist being better positioned to answer the questions, well, that's fine, but it doesn't really counter the piece of evidence the way that answer choice D does.